This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. So just like you, he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
The dead don't speak, but their stories do. Welcome to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring defense attorney and host of the podcast, Defense Diaries, Bob Mata.
The finger. The finger in the case of Robert Gurman here is an interesting one. He's trying to explain it away as something that happened when he was washing his car. Oh, wait. Cars. He's very important to make that note that he's got more than one car. Let's take a look.
While I was being self-represented, I attempted to seek these surveillance videos that included the video of me washing my car, or videos of me washing my cars. The judge granted the production of that. However, I never received the videos. And
the objection was sustained.
Oh, okay. So
the motion is strike is granted.
I believe the videos show that I didn't have the finger injury. If you think about it, if somebody has a serious finger injury, would they be washing?
Objection argumentative.
I mean, I would not be washing.
Testify about your own experience.
Sure, you are. I believe I would not be washing my three vehicles if I had a serious finger injury. And as you've probably already gathered, you're gonna hear about the fact that I was at the gym at around noon. And I believe I would not be working out with a serious finger injury.
Won't be washing my three cars with a serious finger injury. Let me take a moment to pause and look at you and see how you're absorbing this information that I'm speaking to you.
Oh man, so when, like that was the thing, like when he was coming into it, his testimony, I'm like, all right, well, I can't wait to hear the answers. And the finger to me, which anybody who knows anything about a knife fight knows that it is common for a perpetrator to injure themselves when trying to kill somebody using a knife, because that person is fighting for their life.
Yeah.
You've got one hand that you're using to try to control the victim, who is thrashing about, who is hand fighting you, who is trying to stay alive, and you're going to inevitably nick yourself or cut yourself, which seems to be exactly what happened here. So I was really, really waiting to hear his answer. And it was really not even the washing the cars. It was that he was making chicken fried rice and that he sliced the tip of his finger off. And then instead of going to the hospital when you've slipped the, you know, like literally pretty much cut the tip of your finger off. He decided to super glue it together. Like when he said that part of the story, I thought his goose was cooked right there. Yep. Like that, that is just the person who doesn't go to an emergency room is the murderer who is the person who's just committed a homicide.
Yeah.
Like, anytime that, you know, if it's a gunfight and you get wounded, you're not going to the hospital because there's going to be a record and they're going to put together, oh, this guy went to the hospital 4 hours after this murder took place. Same thing here. Like if he shows up at a hospital and he's getting stitches in the fingertip, immediately they're going to assume that he was and rightfully so that he was injured during the attack. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's like, to me, that was always like that part of the evidence in terms of rebutting any kind of frame up was the most powerful piece of evidence.
Yeah.
Because it's inexplicable. They're like the circumstances and unfortunate coincidences for Robert Dulles that have occurred. The killer had the same maroon Denali that I had. I cut my finger on the day that the guy's murdered. I mean, can you get more unlucky? You know, it's like that whole concept is just so absurd, man. Yeah. That, and it's not like, I bet you if they ever get to the jurors and they're willing to talk, that they're going to talk about that the finger wound was the most compelling piece of evidence against him. And his explanation for it's ridiculous. Where's his daughter? Why aren't they calling in the daughter to come in and testify? Yeah, my daddy cut his finger. I don't care how old she is. Mm-hmm. This is your life.
Yeah.
Or the wife. Where's the wife? Oh yeah, I bandaged his finger. Where, because we know he's the last guy in the sand. They're done.
Yeah.
This is it.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
And no DNA expert to challenge the DNA.
Yeah. If your family's not there backing you up either.
You're in the thick of a true crime saga, every detail sinking in. And then, wham, a commercial about something you couldn't care less about. It's like being served a microwaved dinner at a five-star restaurant. But it doesn't have to be this way. Go for True Crime Today, Premium Plus, on Apple Podcasts. With True Crime Today, Premium Plus, you get uninterrupted, ad-free episodes, extended interviews that dig even deeper into the muck, and early access so you can brag to your friends. It's like ordering the secret menu at a crime buffet. So, search for True Crime Today, Premium Plus, on Apple Podcasts, subscribe, and savor every twisted detail without interruption.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams, whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's. Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams, whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's. Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. cold foam cold brew coffee and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's. Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.